those disturbing ones that we read. Lord, have mercy. And Jesus ignores her. To my recollection, it's the only time that Jesus actually ignores someone to swallow. This isn't the Jesus we like to remember or think of why it happened. Well, that's what I've worked on all week, and I don't think I arrived there. However, I have thought about this story. And so as I look at this story, I think about Jesus and his disciples, for whatever, are walking into Tyre and Sidon. It is called, in probably the Jewish terms of that time, for good people go. It is a land inhabited by the unbelievers of Jesus' time. The poor disciples are going along with Jesus because that's what they always do. But as they're walking through Tyre and Sidon, what's going to happen here in this world of people we're not supposed to be around? So they're walking through this city, and probably what we might feel if we're walking down a dark alley in the inner city about 2 a.m. Have mercy on me, son of David is possessed by a demon. Well, we know Peter's always one to be quick to think and to speak, so he's probably muttering under his breath, yeah, I bet you all are too. Respond to this woman, these disciples of relief. And they are wishing, they don't want to deal with these people here. And in fact, they tell Jesus, why don't you tell this woman to go away and leave us alone? Jesus says, I have been sent only for the children of the house. Now, we don't know for sure what matter, because whether she heard him or not, she's not done yet. She falls on her knees. Pastor Jim told us about last week. Help me. And yet, Jesus is still not moved. The greatest insult possible. These trusted sweet little pets that we know. And so she is compared to a dog. And now there are some commentators who will say, well, the word used is really a puppy. Oh, I'm sorry. He's basically calling her a mongrel. The woman kind of meets him exactly where he is. Okay, maybe I am a dog. But even the dogs get the crumbs from under the table, don't they? He has an aha. He sees faith that she daughter who is possessed by a demon. And Jesus is moved on the margin, reach out to and help. The story is only 8 verses long, and our gospel writer doesn't give us a very good explanation. You know, sometimes we have this little explanation, but we don't get any of that in this story. We have to exactly what it means. Just what we have in these verses. It suggests that Jesus has had a very only for the house of Israel. Take at face value on this story is that Jesus or to even accept. But Jesus to be a Canaanite group of people. People of Israel into this new land that was occupied by the Canaanites. And the people have been ordered, do not marry these people into their practices. Do not mix with them. That's what Jesus grew up hearing. One comes approaching him, he is bound to fall into the training that he has grown up with, which says, no, sin. I would suggest a set of values by his environment to see things in a certain way, that it is not necessarily sinful, but that he has not been exposed to have a human foible. He knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane and said, God, please let this cup pass from me, if it be your will. Excuse me, Steve. And yet, literally suffered pain. He bled. He was a flesh. So of course, if we accept that Jesus was truly human. Now if he's truly, I suggest horrible city of Sodom. see that city destroyed. So he has the nerve. God, would you destroy that city if there are 50 good, righteous men in that city? And God says, well, if there are 50, I guess 40. How about that? Well, I guess me. And Abraham finally gets him down to, God was going to destroy that city. God does. But God does allow for the possibility if there are 10 right here. Nineveh saved, and he doesn't do a very good job of preaching. And then he goes, 40 days and Nineveh will be no more, and disappears. And when God sent, Jonah pouts. Because he heard to Jonah that whatever God creates, God detroys. So it's not just, only they will do such and such. I will change my mind and not do what I planned. Changes God's mind. So why can't Jesus change his mind about this Canaanite? And I believe that when we look at this story of the Canaanites being smacked in the face, to question our own values, our own sense, all these concerns, reason or another. 50 vaccinated, there are still young men being shot on the 50 years later. We can look around the world and there are people being deprived of their basic human rights. Up and forced to convert borders, leaving only wanting a chance to grow. These are the people of the margins. That these people. Aware of all of these people. And I believe we have a call to advocate for the people full, rich, live, and not have to wait. Let us pray. Oh God, help us to get out of our comfort zones and see and in advocacy might live the full lives intended for all people.